This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وبعد، ربي شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I hope you guys are doing well. I was not able to do my live in the morning. As I said to you, my promise, these lives are meant to be a promise to myself and a source of a commitment for me to be able to go live every single day, whether it is that I'm able to do live at 8:88 in the morning or whether it is that I'm able to go live at a different time. But the purpose is that I want to be able to do these lives on a regular basis. What I want to talk about today is a concept that, you know, it is something that has been like a source of concern, and the more I get to meet people, and I'm coming across this from a perspective that I'm seeing this sense of perfection that people are looking for. Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Sajid bhai. You know, it's a sense of perfection that people, or a sense of an unrealistic standard that people have created for specifically individuals that are supposed to be serving the cause of deen. And the standard is that, you know, they're almost like held at a standard which is like a standard of infallibility, or a standard that is almost unachievable. So what ends up happening is that, you know, a same particular action, if it is done by another individual, it is seen as, yeah, it's normal. But if that particular action is done by somebody who is holding a religious position or a religious maqam, then for them that's almost rebukable, and which it should be. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be, but what is really interesting over here is you have within our society this unrealistic expectation from the people that are in the religious spectrum, and the expectation is that they are meant to be perfect people or perfect individuals. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, just recently, you know, somebody found out about a particular family member of ours, and they don't have to be, they're not there. They don't happen to be the most practicing individual in this world at this very moment in their lives. And all of a sudden, like, what ends up happening is, like, that individual and his lack of practicing gets superimposed on every single one of us within the family who are practicing. And then people start looking down upon, and they start saying, like, look at this person. Like, you know, like, isn't, like, who are you to talk about deen, right? Isn't that individual in your family, is he not guided? And the answer to that is no. Like, you had Nuh alayhi salam, right? His own son and his own wife did not accept the message. You had Lut alayhi salam, his own wife, she did not accept the message. Like, she was in the house of a Nabi, and he was not able to guide her. And Nuh alayhi salam's son was in his house. They were not able to guide. So understand that the religious individuals or people that are there that are trying to spread the message of Islam in these difficult times, it is primarily a responsibility they're fulfilling, and they are fulfilling that responsibility, but there's no guarantee that just because they are fulfilling the responsibility of conveying the message that their family is going to be perfect. And that is something very important that I wanted to talk about. Like, the fact that we conflate the two and we say, if the person is super religious or if he is a religious figure, hence his family should be perfect. It doesn't work like that. That person, his religiosity, his practice is for him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And understand that the second thing that gets conflated a lot is this understanding that for some odd reason, if somebody is religious or somebody is speaking on the behalf of Deen, then they've got to be perfect in every single aspect of their lives. That perfection is never going to happen, right? I can tell you that that particular individual should be definitely focused on some element of perfection in his ihsan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a very, you know, like, he can't have major gaps, right? But nobody's going to be perfect. No one's going to be super perfect. Nobody's going to be absolutely like somebody who's never, ever going to have any issues. They're always going to have issues. But having said that, despite the fact that that person might have issues, his maqam remains, his status remains. And I mentioned this because a lot of individuals today, they're generally struggling. Like, you, if we talk about imams, if we talk about religious figures, they are struggling because they might be spreading the message of Islam, but they themselves, their families, for example, might not be the best role model, or they might not be like in their A game, and they might have tried. And I talk about this because sometimes this becomes a deterrent for people who are doing khair, and shaitan comes from this and say, brother, you know, why are you doing this? Like, there's no khair in you anyways, right? Like, look, your own brother, your own uncle, your own aunt, your own ex, your own Y, they're not following. Who are you to go and tell the world? Like, stop doing all of this da'wah. And that is one of the plots of shaitan. The second thing that shaitan wants is definitely, he does not want, if people are benefiting from your message, and you may have, you know, I'm not talking about major flaws. Like, if an individual, they've got major flaws, they need to address those flaws and at least try their best that those flaws are addressed, like from the kaba'ir. And if they're not addressed, then there could be some very, very severe consequences. And may Allah protect us from those consequences. But at the end of the day, you know, if he's got some minor issues, at the end of the day, as long as the person stays away from major, major mistakes, well, that's what happens when you do a live at this time at night, just to fulfill a commitment. But if as long as they don't have any major lapses, you know, major issues when it comes to their, you know, the kaba'ir or major sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general will protect that individual. You know, he'll be protected. There won't be any issues because he's doing some khair. So let that not be a deterrent. So, you know, in summary, don't hold religious people to people who are doing the act of da'wah to an unrealistic standard. But having said that, also, I don't want people that are not ready yet to be able to come out and start, you know, like, you're still, for example, realistically, I'm just saying, you know, you still have issues with drinking or other major, major sins, kaba'ir, and then you are still focusing on, guiding the community, whereas you should be focusing on yourself, especially major lapses, you know, if you have like major issues and stuff like that. But anyhow, this came up because in one of our conversations, like, somebody was very, let's just say harsh, when it came to like an individual within, you know, one of our extended families or something like that. And then, you know, when they made the connection, oh, this person is now connected to, you know, by proxy you, then what kind of a religious person are you? Why aren't you focusing on giving da'wah to him alone and like leave everybody else? Like, what's the reason for that? So I just wanted to talk about that, you know, we all strive to perfect the process of perfection, but we can never achieve perfection in this world. Perfection is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to focus on is perfecting the process of perfection. And that's where a lot of issues happen, when we drop the ball on perfecting the process. And for every individual, that's going to be a different process. For every person, that's going to be a different process. So I hope that, you know, it was a heavy conversation, but it was something that I just wanted to get off my chest. I wanted to talk about it so that I can make sense of this, that, you know, it does not make me or anybody else who's in similar position a lesser of a person in terms of spreading the message just because one individual in our family or one particular incident in our family, one particular person within our extended family happens to be involved in things that he shouldn't be, and he, you know, has a public presence and whatever. And now, by proxy, somehow, I'm supposed to be the one that's supposed to fix him. No. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Prophet ﷺ said, you cannot guide the one you wish and you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves whoever he wishes. So anyhow, I just wanted to end with that. This was something that was bothering me, and I wanted to just lay it off my chest so that doesn't bother me again, inshallah. All right. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feekum, everyone. I will see you all tomorrow at 8. Assalamu alaikum.